$10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans, then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
All right, I'm officially tired of the music. I know. Been tired of it for a while, but other people love it. I can't understand it. I guess I need to just sit back and respect what other people love. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am the chief geek, man. I'm here. Guess what I've been doing? Well, I have to tell you, the eGrow electric lawnmower went on sale. I actually was having breakfast with my son, and the lady came over because my son's sitting there on his phone, you know, like just going into, I don't know what he's doing. And she comes over and says, would you like to read today's paper? I haven't read a paper in forever. I said, that'd just be so delightful. So she brings over the newspaper formerly known as the St. Petersburg Times. Now it is called the Tampa Bay Times. And the first thing I was astounded by was how small the paper now is. But the second thing, I found an ad. And the eGrow electric lawnmower that I've been salivating over is going on. It was on sale. It was like $150 off, you know, to close out for the year. And I said, man, I was going to wait until the first of the year and see the new models that come out. And see what other people did, and I was that's what I was going to do. But I said, nope, I'm going to pull the trigger. And, you know, I said that. And then it's like the universe is talking to me. We leave there, and we're driving to Tampa to look at trees. We didn't get very far. All of a sudden, every time we came to a red light or a stop sign, my truck was stalling out. It was like it was dieseling. It was just, it was embarrassing. I mean, you know, because I couldn't get, it took me a second to get it started. People behind me are getting upset. I'm getting upset. And so I went off onto side roads, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I said, okay, this is it. And so I just called, and I had the truck towed to my mechanic in the wonderful town of Dunedin, Florida. And you know, my son Ubered home. My mechanic took me home. And next thing you know, he calls up. He goes, oh, it's going to be real easy to fix. I said, that's good. Now, understand, I'm getting ready to spend about 400 and some bucks on an eGrow mower. I was going to, you know, I was going to go against what I'd thought. I was going to do this. And he says, oh, it's only going to cost you $580 to get this fixed. I said, can you do a synthetic oil change at the same time? He said, sure. I said, go ahead and do it. Well, anyway, bottom line, it came to like $620 by the time the oil change, tax tag, title, out the door. I think he gave me a break on the oil change. And so no eGrow lawnmower, you know, no eGrow lawnmower. So that is the universe telling me to not buy one in the fall, but to buy one probably in December or January before, you know, people start getting all excited about it. Probably you can still get a good price. But the more important thing is that I'm going to see what's new. I'm going to see the new models, and I'm going to see who else is coming out with electric lawnmowers, electric battery-operated lawnmowers. So anyway, get the truck fixed and spend all that money, and my brain, I tell you what, man, you know, we had to go look at trees. So we go to look at trees at this office complex. And what is at the office complex besides the trees that we went to look at? I will tell you what was at the office complex. It was an electric lawnmower mowing the grass of this complex, of this office complex. Now, understand, it wasn't a big office complex. It was a small office complex. And there's this mower just kind of running all around all by itself, and nobody's out there. It's just right there, and it's electric. And, you know, I'm just sitting there looking at this, and Zach's looking at it, and he's going, that's an electric lawnmower that doesn't have anybody on it. That's exactly what you need. And I said, no. Because it isn't going in straight lines. It's kind of going all over the darn place. And I guess by the time it was done, it was going to have the whole grass mowed, but it wasn't going to have the grass mowed the way I would mow the lawn. And come to find out, there's somebody in that office complex that's selling these things, and this is their demo model that they have out there. And I went in and got the guy that we had to talk to about the trees, and we're talking to him about trees and the mowers, like right out there where we are. There, here comes the mower. He goes, oh, we got to avoid the mower. And I'm saying, you know, I cannot believe that that is safe to have that thing out here unattended. He goes, oh, it's very safe. Watch. And he walked over to the thing, and he reached underneath it to pick it up. And I'm going, what are you doing? And as soon as he touched that thing, it stopped. Like it wasn't a slow down stop. It was boom, stop, just like that. Blade stopped. Everything stopped. And I said, oh, okay. I said, let me look underneath that thing for a minute. And it had blades underneath it, you know. It was, but he goes, now watch. And he put it down. And it took about, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds. And the thing starts back up again and just takes off. And I said, whoa. And, you know, he says, watch this. He goes and he stands in front of it. And when he stood in front of it, it did the same thing again. It stopped. Now, I was thinking it would think it was a tree and work its way around it. But the thing had already figured out where all the trees were there. And he knew that this wasn't a tree. Or the mower knew that this wasn't a tree. And I said, well, that's amazing. I said, so like, do you like this thing? He goes, no. He said, you know, we just have it here because, you know, we don't own it. The guy that sells the thing owns it, and he has it here as a display. I said, oh. He goes, I said, why don't you like it? And I'm thinking, you know, I'm wondering if he don't like it for the same reason I don't like it. And he did. He says, you know, when I mow my lawn, I go in straight lines. And when I'm done mowing my lawn looks beautiful. He says, you hear the lawn is cut. It is cut. You know, or it will be when this thing's done running all over the place. He said, but it doesn't look finished. And I said, yeah. He says, and somebody still has to come out and do the edging and do the line trimming and do everything else. So why would you do that? I said, how much does that thing cost? He goes, it's $650. I said, whoa. He goes, and there's a charge. And I saw the thing. It just went right back into its charging station. I said, well, that's just outrageous, you know, because for that kind of money, I can buy an eGrow self-propelled electric mower that I control, that I can, you know. And I said, not have money back. And he goes, yeah. He says, he's thinking about getting one of those too. And I said, well, how come you haven't gotten it one? He said, well, because I'm waiting for the new year, because I think that next year is going to be the year of the electric mower. I said, me too. I said, you know, that's what I think. I said, what if Tesla comes out with one? He said, it could happen, but I doubt it. I think they want to build rocket ships or something else. But that was my experience with electric mowers. I almost bought one and didn't because I had to spend $620 on my truck. And the one I saw was electric, and it was just, you know, running around the yard, cutting grass. And I don't know. You know, I said, what if like a piece of debris, you know, just lands out there in the yard? You know, somebody has a napkin or something, and it just flies over there. He says, it runs over it, chops it into a million pieces, and then it's all over the lawn. Whereas if somebody's mowing the lawn, they're, number one, A, going to avoid it or pick it up, you know, so that doesn't happen. Because if you ever run over a piece of paper of any kind with your lawnmower, it just grinds up and just looks terrible, and you can't get all those little pieces out of the grass. It's just a real total pain. I don't like it. So I stand against the self-propelled lawnmowers. There's no such thing in my mind as a Roomba lawnmower. But then again, I'm prejudiced because I could not have a Roomba, you know, vacuum cleaner in my house or one of those. There's others that besides the Roomba brand. I have lots of clients. My ex-wife has one in her house, and she's got a boxer dog and a German Shepherd dog and a couple of cats over there running around the house. And the dog, the boxer dog, it's actually my son Jamie's dog, gets all upset and nervous and pees himself with this, you know, thing coming around. So when this thing comes around and starts to vacuum, my ex-wife has to grab my son's boxer and put it in her room and go in there and watch TV with the dog, you know, until the Roomba thing is done, because the dog will just, you know, have a thrombo. He'll just go nuts. I'm going, what's up with that? You know, so another, he says, well, I don't have to take the time to vacuum. I said, Bull, you're taking more time taking the dog, you know, someplace else and spending time with the dog that you could, you know, you could vacuum your whole house in a quarter of the time that it takes that thing to do it, and you'd do a better job. And she said, you're the one that used to vacuum. I said, yeah. I said, I could do it. She goes, well, you're not here anymore. I said, okay, so instead of vacuuming, you're going to have that machine do it. That little robot thing, do it, and you're going to hide out with the dog who wants to pee himself because he's nervous about this thing running all over the house. And she goes, well, now that you say it like that, I said, yeah, come on now, get with the program. You know, sometimes technology is wonderful. Sometimes this technology is just plain outright weird. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information. Handle all the insurance paperwork. and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
How are you? Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the chief geek in charge here. And we're here to talk about, you know, stuff. Yeah, we're going to talk about stuff. When's it going to be fall? It is fall just about everywhere else. I've been watching. You know, I ask Alexa what the temperature is in, you know, Binghamton, New York. And she'll tell me. And I'm noticing temperatures are dropping across the country. Where my daughter is in Kansas, the temperature is dropping. Where my son is in New York, the temperature is dropping. Where my relatives are in Michigan, the temperature is dropping. So, you know, that's all happening. It was 93 degrees here today where I'm at. But I did notice something. When I walked out the door this morning at about 6:30, I walked out in my front yard, and I just noticed. Now, we have not had that first major cold front to come through that knocks all the heat out of here. It just has not happened yet. And when that happens, it is absolutely glorious. It is. And this is the end of September, and it hasn't happened yet. But when I walked out this morning, it wasn't like I walked out into an oven. But then I went in and I asked Alexa what the temperature was, and at 6:30 this morning, it was 82 degrees here, which meant that it was going to get even hotter. But the humidity or something, I don't know. I could just feel it on my skin. There was a slight difference. And even later today, as the temperatures increased and it was into the 90s, I could feel a little tiny change in the air. Is that strange? I learned this from Dr. Dick Freimeyer, the doctor of barnyard science. Google him. I have no idea if he's still alive. He used to be a guest on the show. I'm thinking he probably isn't, or if he is, I doubt it. But he wrote a bunch of books, and he predicted weather with a tree out on the side of his office, the weather tree. And he had dials into the thing and thermometers into the thing. And he used old-fashioned methods of predicting weather, which sounds crazy as hell. I mean, it really does, until I took an interest in it and started, you know, learning a little bit. And he actually sent me a couple of old books. I mean, old books about it. And it's very difficult to do. If you ever read the almanacs, they use these methods in the almanacs, which, by the way, require keeping charts and you know, measuring ground temperature and all, you know, all kinds of it, watching where the stars are. It's hard. It's really difficult. But I found it years ago. I found it to be fascinating. And Dick had it down. But Dick could always, he told me once, he said, one of the best
indications that the weather is going to change soon. Even if it's hot, as you said, you will feel it on your skin throughout your whole body. Then immediately I'm thinking the guy is totally weird. But he wasn't, because he was right, because I started paying attention to this. And today, I swear to you, I noticed, although I looked at the, you know, on the weather thingy, and it says it's going to be hot all week, you know, for the next 7 days. I swear, you know, I just felt it today. I could feel a little, I'm that more aware of things. And I just felt that it was coming. And we're going to have to wait and see if I'm right or if I'm wrong. I will tell you that Dick was right 87% of the time. People all across the country would pay him money to tell what the weather was going to be on a certain date. And they would go like months out. You know, someone who was planning an outdoor wedding, they would get a hold of Dick and say, we want to do it on this date. And Dick wanted to know, you know, the exact address of where it is. And he would look up the longitude and the latitude. And he was going out there with his tree and he was, you know, had charts and all this rigmarole. And he'd come back and he'd call the people up and he'd say, man, you have it planned on a Saturday. Could you do it on Sunday? Because it's going to rain on Saturday. Or how about Friday in the afternoon? It might be better. What they say, what about next Saturday? He'd look it up. Next Saturday is much better. Go the next Saturday or the Saturday before. Want to have the wedding on a Saturday. He could do this, and he could get this done. I have no idea how he did it. I have no idea why it worked. But it worked, and people paid him money. Another thing people paid him money for was to figure out when to plant crops at, you know, certain longitude and latitudes. When do I plant certain crops? And he would get this thing narrowed down. And I will tell you that there were professional, mostly tobacco growers in Kentucky, who swore by him, just absolutely swore by him. But that's not all. There was a hydroponic grower in Florida that I knew that I turned him on to Dick Freymeyer, and he just absolutely, you know, he said, Dick knows everything when it comes to when to plant. And yeah, he just does. And this was all done using old folk methods. It was old folk predicting. And, you know, I was trying to learn how to do it. It was very, very difficult. And I got to where I was reasonably good at it, but it would take so much time. And at the time that I my kids were young, and I would be there on a Saturday after the radio show with all my charts and everything all laid out there. And, you know, and my wife is saying, it's soccer. It's time to go. Yeah. And I'm just doing I finally had to give it up because, you know, I had kids. I had responsibility with them. But still fascinating. Now all my kids are grown. All I have is these annoying cats. I could do it again. But I wouldn't have Dick to call up. Last time I talked to Dick, he wasn't, and it's been years, he wasn't doing all that great. He had had a couple of strokes, and, you know, he was old then. So it's been at least 15 years since I talked to Dick. So I don't think he's around anymore. But sure learned a lot. It was very, very interesting. And he could predict. This was the other thing. He could predict what was wrong with shrubbery or any kind of plant in an area, you know, by not even being there, by going on to his weather tree and all of his dials and everything. He could predict stuff as far as problems that we were having with plants. And we used to do this on the radio show. I would have him on live, and people would call, and they'd say, something's wrong with my shrubs. And he'd say, what is your zip code, or what is the address? And, you know, that's how it was done. I remember about 5 years ago when I was sick, when I had been in the hospital, and came out, and they said, you're going to be home doing nothing for 2 to 3 months. I said, I'd like to take this time to get back into this folk weather predicting type thing. It was more than my brain could handle at the time, much more. But something to think about. And yeah, I do feel my skin. I do feel a little bit changing now. As soon as it changes a little more, I can start thinking about doing our fall planting, which I am just itching to get to. Itching, itching, itching to get to. fall planting rocks. It is my favorite thing to do. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
You love your car, and so does CarCheX. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarCheX and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarCheX now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
So what's happening? Are you finding as the weather is turning where you live? It's not turning where I live yet, but where you live up north, the weather is turning. And I've got relatives and I've got friends. I've got a pretty good friend in Lower Michigan who is telling me that crickets and roaches and all kinds of things are invading his garage and his barn area, as well as his house, and he wants something to get rid of them that isn't chemically. What's that? Chemically, is chemically a word? Yeah, chemically is a word. And he wants something that's going to deal with that. And I got to tell you something. I got some stuff shipped to me that I have fallen in love with. Now, you know, I guess I'm going to do a review of it. It is a boric acid bait. Now, boric acid by itself is effective on a lot of things and not effective on a lot of things. But this is a bait. This is some kind of a food source, and it's in a little granule. And they've inserted a tiny bit of boric acid in it. And what I am finding from my testing of it, and my testing consisted of my brother's garage and around my house on the, I guess it would be the east side of my house. There's a lot of leaves and a lot of natural just gunk back there. And I was back there, about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, wandering around looking, and I kept seeing crickets and bugs crawling up my walls. It was crazy. So I took this bait. It's called, let me give you the name, because I'm just real pleased with it. It's called Mother Earth Bait. And let me look, because I think I pulled it up. Mother Earth Granular Scatter Bait is what it's called. And for both interior and exterior use is what they're saying. It has an EPA registration number. It's the real stuff. And it's really, really good. It kills roaches. It kills crickets. It kills earwigs. It kills anything that likes to eat stuff, you know, as far as an insect situation is concerned. And you just take it, and I put it on the side of my house. I put it in my little green whiz spreader. I just put a little bit in there, and I just sprinkled it around. And I tell you what, the next day, I wandered out there, and I found dead bugs everywhere. I found dead crickets. I found dead American cockroaches. I was pretty pleased. Now, my brother had a lot of roaches in his garage. They were just coming into his garage. So I put some of the stuff. I have a shaker can that has very large holes in it. So I put it in there, and I just walked around the perimeter, indoor perimeter of his garage, and I scattered some here, some there. I mean, I didn't go hog nuts on it. I went behind his washer and dryer and dumped some there. He's had a bunch of stuff piled up over on one side. I just threw a bunch of it in there, you know, just scattered some in there. He told me the next day there were dead bugs everywhere. He just said, I don't know what's in that stuff, but it's the best stuff in the world. And the toxicity, I'm going to tell you, boric acid in itself is not toxic. And there's such little amounts of boric acid in this. And when I say little amounts of boric acid,
it is labeled to go outside in shrub beds. Now, if you put a normal amount of boric acid into a shrub bed, you're going to poison the soil and kill the plant. But this is so minute. I mean, you don't want to dump a ton of it in there, but this is so minute. If you put it down at labeled rate, it's not going to bother the plant life at all, period. You know, just wonderfully, you know, wonderful, good stuff. And it has some kind of attractant in it. There's a lot of baits that don't work. There's just a lot of baits that don't work. There was one that had hydromethylon as the active ingredient. It came out as a brand name MaxForce years ago. And I could not get it to work well. I just couldn't. But I got to tell you, this stuff, the reason that it works is because not because of the boric acid. Well, the boric acid is why it works. But if the attractant, if the stuff that the boric acid was not tasty for bugs, if they were not attracted to it and did not like it and did not go to it, then this isn't going to work at all. It's just a total waste of time. Years ago, there was a boric acid roach bait called It Works. It didn't. It had the same amount. There was another one called Magnetic Roach Bait that did work. It was very popular. I think it's still around in places. I bought some at a farm store once. It was great stuff. But this product, It Works, had the exact same amount of boric acid in it that, you know, the magnetic roach bait did. But it didn't work. Why? Because the attractant in there, the stuff that they put in there to get the bugs to eat it, was unattractive to the bugs. And if the bugs were not attracted to it, it did not work. Now, this stuff, this Mother Earth scatter bait, they say works on slugs, which is great out in the garden, okay, out in your shrub garden, that it works on snails, they say. I don't know. I haven't tested it on snails, but they say it does. But it works on just big, goopy bugs that crawl around out there. And the area, I got to tell you, the area on the east side of my house is a dark area. Nothing really grows back there because it's dark. My neighbor's trees overshadow everything. And my house, along with my neighbor's trees, overshadow everything. And it just doesn't work. Or, you know, nothing's going to grow. So leaves fall in there. I just let it be natural. But I got to tell you, there's bugs. There was a 2x6 back there laying on the ground, pressure-treated wood. And it was laying on the ground. And I took the thing and I needed it moved, so I had Zach, and this was when my back was really bothering me. I said, Zach, I said, we need to take that out of there. I just don't like that there. So he grabbed it. As soon as he picked it up, he totally freaked out. The bugs that were coming out from underneath that, which is, you know, kind of why I decided to put this bait back there. They all ate it. Yeah, and don't you have areas on your property that are like that? We all do. You know, I guess not all of us do, but, you know, any of us who have serious trees and things like that around, you're going to have areas of your property. And, you know, in the old days, we just took heavy insecticide and we'd take Dursban back there, spray the bejeejis out of it, and they would all die. But then you got all this chemical there. And the older I get, the less chemicals I really want to deal with. And I think that's fine, that's what I want to do. And I got to tell you, this bait worked wonderful. I was absolutely, absolutely pleased with it. So, you know, gosh, that's just wonderful. And there are some commercial varieties of that out there. But, you know, just take a look around. I think I saw this at Home Depot also. So there, that is something that you can do. Now, went back to visit a client this week that I had been to 5 months ago, had rental property, had very large oak trees growing over the top of it. Branches were falling down on the building, causing damage. They, you know, had me look at it and said, how much do you think it would cost to get that removed. I said, why are you calling me? Why don't you call an arborist who does tree removal? Well, because we trust you. I said, okay, we just want your best estimate as to what it's going to cost. And you can bill us for that. I said, oh, all right. So I just, you know, pull out the old cell phone and took some pictures of it. And I sent it, I right then and there, I just sent the pictures over to a friend of mine who's got a tree surgery business. He looked it over. He said, you know, you're talking about $4,000 or $5,000 to get these trees removed out of there. Lo and behold, they called me up and they said, you got to come out and take a look at our situation out here now, because now we need advice on planting other plants there. I went out and the trees were removed. And the one large tree, the trunk is still, you know, they cut it down at ground level. But my goodness gracious, I was so impressed. It was a very large, large trunk. But the middle of it was so rotted out that I am surprised that whole tree had not fallen on the building. And that's what they, you know, the guy that cut it down told the homeowner. Or, you know, they said, this is just a mess. Trees near buildings, bad. They just are. You got to spend a lot of money maintaining it. And in this case, these people had to spend about $6,000-$7,000 just to get the trees removed. And thank God they did, because that one tree was ready to destroy everything. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
If you're 85,
65 or younger. Would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I got my liquid fertilizer sample from this liquid fertilizer company that I'm not going to name yet, that I've been hearing all kinds of stuff about. And I'm going to try it on my yard. I, by law, cannot put this on my yard until October 1st, which is coming up, like real quick. Now, I guess I could sneak out there now and do it, but you know what? It's still too hot. And I wanted to wait for the weather to break a little bit. So I'm going to wait. I'm holding on to it now. But I got to tell you, I got my hose in sprayer, my, you know, all calibrated and ready to go. And I can't wait. I'm going to put it down on my front yard and the back. I'm doing all of it. I'm doing the whole yard. Now, in the backyard, I'm going to get a little tricky. I'm going to put it down at a low rate. On half the yard. I mean, I'm making a divider right smack down the middle because nobody can see my backyard. Okay, so I can play out there. I'm putting it down at a low rate there, and then right next to it, I'm putting it down at the recommended heavier rate. Front yard, shady area, needs feeding. I'm going to put it down at the full rate on the whole thing. And I got to tell you, the front yard is nutritionally starved right now because the trees out there are sucking up all of the nutrients, and the grass is looking tattered. The grass is looking tattered. I put down some liquid iron on it, just the other day, trying to pop it up a little bit, and it really didn't do much at all. It, you know, made it a little bit greener, but not much. I mean, you can still see the weakness of the grass. So I'm looking forward to doing this. And they're telling me, these people that make this stuff are telling me that you can totally replace granular fertilization with this product, that people are swearing by it. I don't know. I want to look this whole thing over. I'm going to test it in the fall. I'm not saying I'm going to do it in the spring, but I'm going to test it for the fall. Fall's a very important fertilization time, and I've got one for the lawn. They also sent me a little quart bottle of the stuff to put on shrubs, which is a different formulation. It's a 10-0-10 with micronutrients for the shrubs that I can, you know, to put on there. And I've got some hibiscus, and I've got some crotons,
and I've got some viburnum odoratissimum on the side. Actually, it's not mine. It's my neighbor's, but it butts right up to my property, so I generally fertilize it. And so I'm going to, you know, give that a shot. And it's a foliar spray. You spray it over the shrubs. That, you know, they're saying it's great for trees, too. But I don't see how you can do I can't do a foliar application on my trees. My trees are all too tall. It would be a waste of time. And so I'm not going to do that. But I am going to put it on all of the shrubs. And I'm going to put the lawn version, which is a 30-0, I think it's a 30-0, help me out here, 12 or 14. I forget which. It's an odd number. I recognize as an odd number. And it is a urea is the urea and ammonium nitrate are the nitrogen sources, which are all fast release nitrogen. So that takes me from my old day schooling to know that this fertilizer is not going to last long. But they're saying you need to put it down once a month. And if you put it down once a month, it's just great. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't like to put fertilizer down once a month, but they're saying this stuff is doing it once a month. You'll love it. I'm going to put it down for the fall application and see what happens. If I see it flaking out relatively quickly, I'm going in with a granular application in the front yard, not so much the backyard. I don't really care about the backyard, but I'm going to go in with, you know, and people ask me, what is a good lawn fertilizer for fall? And I'm a big one on a higher nitrogen, that first number in the fertilizer. I want it to be higher for the fall. And, you know, I want part of it. I personally want 40% of it to be slow release. And I'm happy with that. But a lot of them are coming out with 50% slow release. You know, that's fine, too. But, I, you know, and what is slow release nitrogen? Well, slow-release nitrogen is basically fast-release nitrogen that's been encapsulated with something. Sulfur is one of them. Sulfur-coated urea is one. They just encapsulate it with sulfur. There's another plastic, believe it or not, it's a chemical plastic that they put on some of this fertilizer. It's expensive. It works really well, but it releases it very slowly. So I like that. If you ever used Osmocote, Osmocote has that. Osmocote is a slow-release fertilizer that we throw in holes that we're going to plant things in or put in pots. But, you know, it's also available for lawn fertilizers. But that's what I like to do. I also like an iron. I like there to be 5% iron in my lawn fertilizer in the fall. I just do. It's going to add some depth of green to the lawn. It's going to turn it that, you know, that darker green, almost a blue green, depending upon what type of grass you have. If you've got centipede, if you've got zoysia, you're going to notice if you have 5% iron for that fall application, you're going to be really, really pleased with it. It's almost like a blueness to the color. That will make the grass just pop for the fall. And it's my goal, no matter where I'm at, if I'm in New York, if I'm in Michigan, if I'm in Florida, if I'm in Georgia, I want my lawn to be greener longer than everybody else's. I want, you know, when this first cold front comes, if you have a well-fertilized lawn and, you know, everything's happening in that soil, that lawn is going to stay greener longer. And the longer it stays a nice green, the better, the absolute better. And if you do a good fine fall fertilization with a good quality fertilizer, it's going to do that. And then the soil's going to freeze over or get cold and go dormant. It's not going to freeze, but it's going to get cold and go dormant. And the plant's going to have all of that nutrients in the soil. I'm going to tell you something. When spring comes around, you know, we're not even totally into fall yet, and I'm already talking about spring, but I'm telling you, if you do this now, if you absolutely do this now, when spring comes, that lawn and those shrubs are going to pop like you wouldn't believe. They are just going to go boom! And, you know, it's going to be like boom goes the dynamite. Look at these plants. They're incredible. And before you even get that first spring fertilization done, your plants are going to be better than everybody else's. And isn't that what it's all about? No, happiness, family life, spirituality is what it's all about. But darn it, I love a green lawn. You're listening to Ask the Garden Bee.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.